Legislation is changing, budgets are shifting, and terms like one big beautiful bill can feel anything but beautiful. That's where BHM CPA Group steps in. BHM's purpose is to simplify the complex. Their team is trained to meet today's challenges with real-world solutions in tax, accounting, and business planning. Get the clarity you deserve so that your business can thrive. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com. That's BHMCPAGroup.com. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. If one big beautiful bill has left you with one big confusing question, turn to BHM CPA Group. Their experienced professionals break down complex changes in tax law, accounting, and business regulations so you can make informed decisions with confidence. Simplifying the complex is what BHM CPA Group does best. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com and let's get to work. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com today. Legislation is changing. Budgets are shifting. And terms like one big beautiful bill can feel anything but beautiful. That's where BHM CPA Group steps in. BHM's purpose is to simplify the complex. Their team is trained to meet today's challenges with real-world solutions in tax, accounting, and business planning. Get the clarity you deserve so that your business can thrive. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com. That's BHMCPAGroup.com. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Every day is just one heartbeat away from a headline. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The trial of Donna Adelson, well, that has been delayed. We were all set. We had our popcorn popped. We were in our favorite chair with our favorite blanket, ready to watch everything, and then no, nothing happened. At least that's what was going on in my house. Joining me to discuss what's going on now, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. What do you make of all this? Charlie refusing to sign the waiver that would allow his attorney, her attorney as well, to represent her and to have certain privileges when it comes to cross-examining Charlie. Is this a stunt of the Adelsons to delay? Is this Charlie taking charge? Charles in charge? What is it?
Well, I think, for me, her face said it all. Mm-hmm. So combined with this decision and the legalities of it all and her face, I mean, to me, I think she was just stabbed in the back here. When you consider all she's done and he's not willing to waive his attorney-client privilege so that she has the representation that at least somebody who knows everything about the case, knows this case inside and out, has been on this case for all this time frame. I think it was really, really could be the start of different Adelsons maybe turning against each other. I consider this a full-on turn by Charlie.
But couldn't this benefit her? The fact that he wouldn't sign off also then would have prevented the case going forward and him testifying or them blaming him. I mean, he's gone. He's done. I know he's trying to get appeals, but that's likely never going to work. If he would have signed this, this could have actually potentially helped Donna if they wanted to pin more on him. Not I'm saying that Donna would have, but it would have opened up the opportunity to do so with that attorney.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I don't think that this helped Donna. I think she's wanting to get this case underway. That's how I see it. I mean, she's incarcerated. If she were out, I could see that point stronger. But I think she wanted the trial to proceed. That's what I believe. And I'm sure you saw the photos of her and saw the video of her. I mean, she was absolutely beside herself in tears over this decision.
She was definitely ready to go. She was not a happy camper in that that courtroom. What do you make of of Dan Rashbaum's? I mean, obviously he had no choice in this. Do you think this completely caught him off guard as well? Was there just kind of a verbal agreement going on that, yeah, you're going to sign this, Charlie, and we're going to move forward? The fact that this happened literally during the process of jury selection is kind of shocking.
Well, the way he couched it when he presented it to the court, I felt like I was watching a scene out of a movie with sidestepping what really happened. Well, it seems like we tried, but we couldn't. There's actually no signature, but really we thought we had it. I mean, it was just soup of verbiage that he put out there. But it showed me that quite clearly, I think what happened that he didn't want to say was, Charlie's refusing to sign it. I'd hoped we had a deal. We don't. So I have to get off. That's really what happened that he didn't want to say.
You'd think you'd have those T's crossed and those I's dotted prior to this. Was this just a poor job as an attorney to lead it up to this point where you're literally waiting for the 11th hour to get that signature?
Or maybe how I saw it was between Charlie and Donna and sort of decisions that had probably been well made in advance in different conversations or letters, communications they might have had, that this was what was supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. And Charlie double backed. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
From everything we know. And I think it shocked everyone. I think basically he was supposed to go down there and get the signature and he refused. And then he had to try to clean it up in court. And we all saw how that played out. Not well for Don Adelson.
Why do you think Charlie didn't sign it?
I think Charlie didn't sign it because I just see him sitting there and in prison. And he realizes he's taken the worst of the rap for this entire situation. And I think he wasn't willing to help Mama. Yeah. That's how I see it. And I also wonder what this might mean for Wendy in the future.
Yes, let's talk about that. What sort of repercussions do you think this does make? It almost, it's like you took all the Adelsons, put them in the blender and press puree. Now what do we have?
Well, this is something you see so often. It just happens. It takes longer to happen between family members. But ultimately, when there's a conspiracy to commit a crime and whoever goes down first and is sitting there in prison with nobody coming to see him and not many phone calls and no letters, and they're stewing and they get angry and yep. They turn on all the others that were involved in the conspiracy because misery loves company.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed Donna and Charlie were pretty tight there at the beginning with the amount of idiotic phone calls they were making to each other, incriminating themselves. I'm guessing that maybe that bond is no longer there.
And, you know, maybe it is, but that's not what I saw happen in court. Clearly, Donna Adelson wanted Charlie to sign that. Clearly, she wanted that him as her defense counsel, and clearly Charlie didn't do it. And we saw the reaction from her. And I just wonder, you know, if and when Donna is convicted and she's sitting in a cell, will either of them turn on Wendy? Because there's no way, I've always said it, that she just happened to be down the street from her husband, when he's murdered and all of the police that were there. And yeah, I just had to find another liquor store and all of that. I don't buy any of it.
I understand her wanting to go to a liquor store, realizing that all this shit is going down. I get that. Of all the places she went to, I found that very ironic. Like, really? Liquors? Okay, well, I suppose if you know something, yes, then you'd want to hit that at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever it was. This certainly could be almost the plot for a really bad soap opera. It feels every single day we talk about it. October 15th is the date for the next hearing in this. Case management going to be taking that. And then we'll see where it goes from here. How far out do you predict? You're usually pretty good at this, that we will actually see Donna Adelson in a courtroom again to stand trial.
I'm going to predict after the first of the year, January, February-ish. Mm-hmm. I don't think the judge will give much more time unless You know, there's some other issues that arise between now and then. Mm-hmm. I think he will give this council a good amount of time to get a little bit more caught up. Obviously, he's been peripherally involved. That's what my prediction is, January, February-ish, barring any other issues coming up.
All right.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.